Be wary of devices that seem too good to be true, because this week's discovery ends up stuck in a mansion with some terrifying tech. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer-Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. As technology gets better and better, we give more and more of our lives, our communication, and our personal information up to the devices around us. And even if you've never given it a second thought, you might be more cautious around Siri and Alexa after reading author Ezekiel Boone's latest thriller, The Mansion. The story is set in a grand, secluded old manor in New York. During Prohibition, it was a place where wealthy guests could indulge their vices. But by the time Sean Eagle was born, it was just a shadow of what it once was. After building a multi-billion dollar tech enterprise, Sean decided to rebuild the mansion to its former greatness. But when he runs into a glitch with the revolutionary program that's been installed inside, he's forced to call in his old friend and partner, Billy Stafford, to help fix it. Now, the mansion borrows heavily from a variety of familiar stories. In its pages, you'll find many similarities to The Shining, to 2001, and to real-life stories, too. But while that makes parts of the novel feel eerily familiar, it doesn't take away from the tension and suspense. It takes a while, probably longer than necessary, for Billy and his wife Emily to arrive at Eagle Mansion. But by then, the sense of foreboding has already been well established. This is a creepy place where bad things have happened, and the digital presence that's always lurking makes it even creepier. As the story is developing, so are the characters. The author takes the time to develop their stories and their relationships. And as the tension builds, it gets harder and harder to set the book aside. It may be an oddly familiar story, but it's still a suspenseful one, too. And as it races to its horrifying final showdown, you'll be eager to see how it ends for this tech triangle. But is it worth moving into this mysterious manor? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It certainly isn't an original story, but the author still keeps it entertaining. And after reading it, you might think twice about trusting your various devices. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Mansion by Ezekiel Boone is 377 familiar but frightening pages long and is available from Emily Bessler Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.